活動についてのトムさんのトークでした。トムさん、Thank you! And, リュウトさん、いかがですか？と、トムさんに英語でいろいろ聞いていただいてもいいし、日本語でコメントしていただいてもいいです。
はい、そうですね。トムさん、do we have time for maybe one or two questions?
Certainly.
Thank you. So I guess in today's talk, you talked about going to quad day and sort of talking to students, incoming students and such. And one of my question is, once college students or grad students decides that they want to involve in the organization or they decide they are interested, what kind of roles do they usually play in the organization? What do they do once they want to get involved?
The first thing we do is invite them to come to our regular monthly meeting. And there they are able to find out what the different subgroups are involved in at the moment, what we're doing basically. Because we as an organization don't act as a whole on every issue. Someone identifies a need and they say, well, I want to be in charge of making this happen, and they get three or four other people and they form a subcommittee, and that group does the work on that issue, and then they report back to the main group. So when someone expresses an interest in working with us, we invite them to our regular meeting. They show up at the meeting, and maybe they come to one or two meetings before they get a sense of what's being done by which group. And who they feel they could work with, and then they join that subgroup and then start doing that work.
I see. So, from the way you describe the, what Impression Forum does, sounds like it involves a lot of course, working directly with immigrants when you help, but it also sounds like you also work with people in local community as well. But how important, if you're interested in joining the group, how important is it that you know the language that immigrants speak, or I guess any languages other than English?
It's not. It depends on what the particular subgroup is working on. If it's something where they actually go into the community and do work with individuals, then it would be very important. Like one of our groups operates a telephone helpline where they take calls from people who speak Spanish, particularly. This is at this time, that's the only language that we serve. So they take calls in Spanish and offer information and find services and whatever the people need. So obviously, if that were the group you were going to work with, you'd need to be bilingual in that sense. But I barely speak English, and I do a much worse job with several other languages, and I manage to be involved in all sorts of activities. So there's always different kinds of support that can be offered. There's always some job that you can do, regardless of what language you speak.
I see. Now, I guess one of the popular misconceptions, sort of, and I certainly had this misconception, is that if you are to be involved with groups working with immigrants, you do need to know the language or two, that would be a, absolute requirement, but I guess which isn't really true. And
Not really.
it's certainly, as you said, it's depending on the area you're working in, it certainly helps you know the language. And I guess having like first generation, second generation immigrant students in college, I guess that might be helpful. But there are a lot of things you can do. And there are a lot of things you need to, I mean, there are a lot of things that needs to be done, even if you don't know or speak that language.
That's correct. And language, it works, I mean, it's obviously for communication, but there are a lot of different ways to communicate. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I've worked with this show since its inception, and I don't speak Japanese. And so I am able to do that because several of you speak enough English to communicate with me. But even so, I've found ways to be helpful even when nobody is speaking English at all. I can do an entire show without hearing a single word of English or very few words of English. I can even tell when you're going to announce a song, even when you don't tell me what song it is. I know what you're doing. So there are ways to make yourself useful with something, even if you don't have that. I agree, it's much better if you do, but it's possible to do it without.
Yeah, so I guess if you are interested in a subject, or if you are interested in helping people out, then there are a lot of opportunity to get involved.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, thank you.
Thank you.
そうですね。あの最初のトークの最初のところで、あのクワッドデーに参加して結構学生さんが興味を持っていたっていう話をしていたので、学生、まあ、イリノイ大学の学生がこのイミグレーションフォーラムに興味を持ったらどういうふうなプロセスで、あのいろんな活動に参加することになるのかっていうことを最初聞いたんですけど、まあ、何回かミーティングに来て、でいろんな活動が、すごいいろんな活動があるので、その何回かミーティングに参加して、自分が興味がある、自分ができそうなあのプロジェクトを見つけてもらうっていうことでしたね。で2つ目の質問は、あの外国語が、まあ、特にスペイン語ができた方がいいのかどうかっていうことなんですけど、まあ、そうじゃなくて、いろんなトピックに興味さえあればとか、その誰かと一緒に働くことに興味さえあれば、いろんなやることがあるよ。まあ、トムさん自身も日本語全然できないけど、この番組をずっとあの、助けていますので、そんな感じで言葉は関係がなく、興味があればやれることはいっぱいあるっていうことでした。
そうですね。あの、私、あの、このイミグレーションフォーラムのワークショップとか参加したことがあるんですが、この話題に出てた DACA、Deferred Action for Children Arrival かな。あの、DACA、子供の時に、あの、アメリカにやってきて、親に連れられてやってきて、で、不法滞在なんだけど、アメリカで教育を受けて、中には自分が不法滞在であるってことを知らない。で大きくなって強制退去される、それは避けようというので、一定の条件を満たせば、あの強制退去の期間をこう延長することができるっていう、そういうこう、ことがある、手続きができるっていうことが、2000何年だかな、3年ぐらい前にできたんですけども、その申請をするための手続きとか説明をする、そういうワークショップがあるんですけども、学生さんたちこれのボランティアに結構来てるんですね。でもその学生さんたちが初めからこの法律のことについてよく知っているかっていうと、法案、あの全然それは必ずしも知らないけれども、そういう活動をしながら学んで、すごくあの手続きとかややこしかったりするんです、するし、その相手によっても条件が違うので、こういろいろこう調べないといけない、学ばなければいけないんですけども、あの、いろいろ支援を求める人だけじゃなくて、ボランティアをする人も自分で学びながら、あそこで、あ、こんなことが問題なんだなとか、こんなことが難しいんだなってことを初めて知る、そういう機会がこう、たくさんあるっていうのが、面白いなっていう方は変なんですけども、みんなが学び合って情報交換してるんだなっていう印象を受けました。